For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au.
Glory to God. So coming around the Word of God tonight with respect to healing, let's open in prayer, become expectant. We praise you, Lord, and we thank you. We thank you for your wonderful word. We thank you for the presence of the Holy Ghost here. And Father, I ask that every person who hears this word would have an open heart to hear, a heart that is wanting to understand your word and respond to that. And we commit ourselves to be doers of your word and to mix the hearing with faith in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Well, tonight we're going to look at the topic, God wants his people strong. God wants his people strong. So let's have a look, first of all, at Proverbs chapter 9. Proverbs chapter 9. And we'll lay down some very specific principles, things that we need to know. Because God wants his people strong. And if I say God wants you strong, it shouldn't just automatically come to your mind, oh, God just wants me physically strong. No, no, God wants you spiritually strong. Because then if you're spiritually strong, it'll also come into your physical as well. And God wants you strong in understanding of his word. He wants you strong in faith. He wants that strength to be right through your life. So there'll be an opportunity tonight for you to respond in prayer. We want to have people built up in this church. And as they respond to the word of God, strength comes in to their lives. So we're looking at Proverbs 9. Start from verse 9. And we're going to go to verse 12. Proverbs 9 verse 9 says, "Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning." So that's important, isn't it? If you have instruction, let's say instruction about healing and health come to you, you would be wise to heed that, because you will increase in wisdom. As it says there, he will be yet wiser. You're a justified person, you're a just person. If you're taught from the Word of God, let's say the area of healing, then you should increase in learning. It shouldn't be, oh, you know, for 30 years you've been taught about healing and you never come to an understanding of it and it's still a mystery to you right to this day. It should be that you are increasing in it. Now, the reason why some people aren't is because they need to repent of sin. They need to say, "Lord, my attitude is not right. I have to have an attitude of the fear of the Lord, which is to honour you whenever the word comes." And verse 10 says, "The fear of the Lord is the," what? "Beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding." So we see here, the fear of the Lord is, of course, what the scripture says is to hate evil, and it's the beginning of wisdom. So then you go back to that previous verse, give instruction to a wise man, that is a person who has the fear of the Lord in them, and he will yet be wise, he will be yet wiser. So you'll grow in wisdom. And if you have the knowledge of the holy, what's that talking about? Being sanctified, getting the sin out, and going forward in the Lord in that holiness, as God says, "Be ye holy, even as I am holy." In the knowledge of the holy is understanding. So there we see back, go back, teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. So what we see here is that there is a connection. Spiritually, there's a connection between the things happening in your life and what you esteem or put onto the Word of God and God's ways. So if you give little time to the Lord, or don't invest much into the Lord, and I'm not talking about money there, time, effort, etc., into the Lord, don't study His word or don't put any priority on it, have a guess what? You don't have to guess. God's going to lightly esteem things to do with you. But you don't want that. Because notice what it says in verse 11. For by me, that's by wisdom, by God, thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. If thou be wise, thou shalt be wise for thyself. In other words, wisdom is going to count in your life. But notice what it says in the next part. But if thou scornest, thou alone shalt bear it. So there's going to be something you'll bear if you're a scorner of the word of God, if you're a scorner of the things of God. But if you're a wise person, that wisdom will count for good things in your life. There'll be increase of learning. There'll be, as we see there, your days shall be multiplied, and your years, the years of thy life shall be increased. And think of the word increase as also encompassing things like strength. Okay, so you don't want to go into your old years and you're stuck in things like Alzheimer's or something that's robbed you. You want to go into your elderly years or the years of your life being increased, strong, able to function for the Lord, able to still know things and work for the Lord and do what He wants you to do. And then there'll be a time when the Lord will call you, and you, of course, you'll go home to be with the Lord and praise the Lord for that. So God has a purpose for His people, and He wants His people strong. He wants His people to increase. We see that quite clearly. He wants your days to be multiplied. He wants your years to be increased. But there are conditions. He's saying there has to be wisdom, there has to be holiness, and those things in place, priorities, clearly, those things in place will cause other things to click into place as well. Okay? As we go through, we're having a look at a few scriptures to do with strength, and we'll see that there is a connection to our hearts, there's a connection to our hearts, and also to our physical as well. Have a look at 2 Samuel chapter 22, verses 30 to 33. 2 Samuel, and we're looking at chapter 22. We're going to start from verse 30 and we'll go to verse 33. Now, verse 30, it says, and he's talking about the Lord in his life. In fact, we might start from verse 29. For thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness. Who wants darkness in their life? Don't put your hand up. No, we don't want darkness in our life. We want light in our life, the light of life, okay? Verse 30, for by thee, that's by the Lord, I have run through a troop. That talks about victory, doesn't it? Run through a troop. By my God, have I leaped over a wall. Is that strength? Being able to leap over something? Yes. As for God, His way is perfect. Never ever criticize the Lord or His word. Never say, that God is against you or things like that, or if God really was good, why didn't He do this for me? That's a very bad thing to say, because His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried, so it's something you can trust in. He is a buckler, that's a shield, to all them that trust in Him. He's a buckler to all them that trust in Him. Verse 32, for who is God save the Lord, and who is a rock save our God? verse 33, a wonderful one to put into your life, into your mouth as a confession. I say this continually. God is my strength and power, and he maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet and setteth me upon my high places. So God is my strength and power, and he maketh my way perfect. Let's say that. God is my strength and power, and he maketh my way perfect. Let's say it again. God is my strength and power, and he maketh my way perfect. Praise the Lord. Good things to put into your heart and into your mouth. Notice it says God is. God is. You know, the scripture tells us faith pleases God, and he that cometh to God must believe that he is. That he is what? That he is everything he says he is. If it says God is my strength and power, that's who he is to you. You've got to say God is my strength and power, and it's a personal thing there. My strength and power. So put it into your heart, put it into your life, say that type of thing. Look at Psalm 27 verse 1 first of all. Psalm 27 verse 1. Now, obviously, if you're a wise person, you're going to hear the word and you're going to increase, or yet be wiser and increase in learning. Psalm 27 verse 1. Now, notice what it says here, because it's not just talking about physical strength. It says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Remember we talked about we don't want darkness in our life. Well, if you look to the Lord, what are you looking to? The light, aren't you? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? God doesn't want fear in your life. That is the fear of evil. The fear of the Lord he wants in there, but not the fear of evil. The Lord is the strength of my life. So he's not just saying the Lord is the strength of my body, but the strength of my life. And what is your life? Well, it's your whole man. It's everything about you. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is the strength of my life. That's a good thing to put into your mouth again. And another scripture is that he delivers me from all my fears. Okay? God delivers me from all my fears. Another one to put into your mouth is God heals me of all my diseases. Okay? God heals me of all my diseases. So he delivers me from all my fears. He heals me of all my diseases. And he is the strength of my life. God is the strength of my life. What a good thing to say. What a good thing to believe. God is the strength of my life. God is my light and my salvation. Now if you go across to verse 14, notice what it says here. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So where does God want to strengthen you? In your heart. Your heart, your spirit and soul, your inner man. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage. Be of good courage talks about getting the fear out. Be of good courage. And he shall strengthen thine heart. So he's wanting to strengthen your heart. He's wanting to do a work in your heart. And when he's doing that work in your heart, that's going to come right out into your life. Because out of the heart is the issues of life, isn't it? So there's going to be things that will come out which will strengthen you, your whole life. Your whole life, but he's got to strengthen your heart first. But you've got to come to the Lord. You've got to wait on the Lord and be of good courage. And as he says again, wait, I say, on the Lord. So God is wanting to strengthen your heart. God is wanting to strengthen your heart, but there's got to be that coming to the Lord, waiting on him, in prayer, in meditation, in getting into the Word of God, in praise, you know. I find myself walking down the street and singing to the Lord and praising Him. Glory to God. You have a song in your heart. The joy of the Lord is your strength, isn't it? Praise God. He makes us glad. He makes us glad. He makes us so that we're strengthened in our heart. And Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled." Now, this is one of the big things. When people allow the wrong things to get into their heart, whether it be sin, through all types of things, it can be unbelief, it can be fear, worry, trouble coming in, that's not strengthening your heart, is it? That type of thing will sap it away. That's why in verse 1 it talks about, "Whom shall I fear? And of whom shall I be afraid?" We have to reject those thoughts of fear. We have to cast down those imaginations. We have to say, "No, the Lord is the strength of my life. The Lord is on my side." All of this is what is straight from Scripture. God is strengthening my heart. Praise the Lord. Look at Psalm 31, verses 23 and 24. Psalm 31, 23 and 24. Now, you can go right through the book of Psalms. We're only touching on a few things here. But right through the book of Psalms, it talks about strength, strength. God is your strength. Strong. All right through Psalms. Good one to read. Good book to look at and confess and put into your mouth and sing even. You know, get it into your heart. Praise God. Psalm 31, verses 23 and 24 says, "Oh, love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he shall" what? "Strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord." So a person that is of good courage will be hoping in the Lord. They'll be loving the Lord. Okay, and the Lord preserves us. The Lord preserves us. So we should be, as we put this into our hearts and minds and mouths, we should be looking for strength and increase. And it's very, very important that we go, and I say this deliberately, we go against the grain of the world. Okay, because the grain of the world is, and you often hear it, "Oh, you're getting older and feebler, and you know, you might get dementia and Alzheimer's, and you'll end up here, and etc., etc." Go against, and I say this deliberately, go against the grain of the world. You don't have to be conformed to that. You can be conformed to the Scripture. And this is what we're saying now. So be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. But you've got to let him in. You've got to allow him to do that. And it takes decision for you to do that. Notice it says at the end of verse 23 that God plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. You know, the Bible talks about humbling yourself before the Lord and he will lift you up. What does he do with the proud doer? He brings that person low. Okay? So you don't want that. You want to be lifted up in the Lord by humbling yourself before him. And to do that, you come before him and you let him have his way in your life. Praise God. Let's go to a scripture we know very well in 3 John 2. 3 John 2, let's have a look at that. Now, the reason we're reading this is because it's always so very important to understand the will of the Lord. And the will of the Lord is in the Word of God. And by understanding the will of the Lord and seeing the connections that God's will has in our life and what we have to do, because there is a responsibility on us as believers, we've seen that already, what we have to do for him to be able to have a work in our lives, spirit, soul and body. And notice what it says in verse 2 of 3 John. It says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. So settle it in your heart from now on that God is not against prosperity for his people. He's all for prosperity of his people. And he's not against his people being in health. He's all for his people being in health. But there is a condition here, even as thy soul prospereth. Where is the prosperity of your soul? It's in your heart, isn't it? It's in your heart. You cannot have a prospering soul that is filled with worry, that is filled with doubt, that is filled with unbelief, that is filled with fear or depression. That's not a prospering soul. You do have a prospering soul if you cast down wrong thinking, you repent of unbelief, and you get into the Word of God and get that into your heart and speak it out of your mouth. Praise the Lord. And as your soul prospers, as God strengthens you in your heart, then, as it says there, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. Be in health is a state of being. Be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. So as your soul is prospering, as your heart is being strengthened, then also you will be in health. And this is important for us to see this. It's so very important as we go along in this whole thing. We're going to go through a few verses in the book of Proverbs now, because the book of Proverbs talks a lot about health and strength and vitality. Talks about medicine, the right type of medicine. Let's have a look. Proverbs 3, verses 1 to 8, first of all. Let's have a look at that. Proverbs 3, verses 1 to 8. So I'll go through a few verses in the book of Proverbs so that we see that connection between the inner man and the outer man. And then as we do that, we can say to ourselves, am I matching up with this? Am I doing what God wants me to do? And if you haven't been, then it's as simple as making a decision, a clear decision to say, Lord, I repent of doing that. I am going to go your way. Now, start from verse 1 of Proverbs 3. We'll go to verse 8. And it says, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. So we see it starts with the heart, doesn't it? That forget not is talking about remembering, so that's also in the heart. Okay, it's part of your soul, which is made up of the mind, will, and emotions. So my son, forget not my law, which is God's word, but let thine heart keep my commandments. And that's what it says in verse 2. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. So what's it going to add that to you? God's law, God's commandments. Okay? God's word. That's what will add length of days to long life and peace. Okay? You don't want long life that's got no quality to it. All right? We don't want that. You want long life with strength, vitality, peace in it, and they're all added to you, not by a random process, but by you not forgetting God, not forgetting his benefits, for example, and keeping his word, keeping his commandments. Verse 3, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thine heart. Okay? So there are things you can write on your heart, on the table of your heart. You heard of the word tablet? You know? There's things written on tablets. Even today we use the word tablet, electronic tablets. So we see the table of God's of our heart is where God's word can be written. God's word can be written. So who's going to be writing that on your heart? Is God going to be writing that on your heart? Is that what it says there? And it's talking about you doing it. He's saying, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. bind them about thy neck. In other words, keep it close to you. Write them, that's you write them, upon the table of thine heart. Notice what it says in verse 4. So shalt thou find favour and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Praise the Lord, that's prosperity. Verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. So here we see the word heart again. Talking about the inner man. And lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. So do you think in some of your ways you should acknowledge him? Or all thy ways acknowledge him? All. And the older I get, the more important I see this is. Okay? You know, when I was younger, it wasn't like this as much. But as I've got older, I've got wiser, praise the Lord for that. And now, in all my ways, I acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. He'll show you what to do, show you where to go. Verse 7, be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord. Here we see that fearing of the Lord is necessary. And depart from evil. That's also that holiness thing that we were talking about. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. So here we see verses 1 to 7 is talking about the inner man, things related to the heart, things, decisions you make. And then it talks about it shall be health to thy navel, which is a physical part of you, and marrow to thy bones, which is also a physical part of you. So can you see the connection? There is a direct connection there. And it's not something that's chance, random. It is purposeful. And it's related exactly to what you've done. You know, sometimes I've seen people in their old age and all types of things have happened to them. But, you know, we don't know what they had done 30, 40 years ago or the decisions they've made up to that time. They could have made decisions for the Lord. But did they? Now you have an opportunity, hearing my voice, that you have, and the preaching of the Word of God, you have an opportunity to make decisions for the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's have a look at Proverbs 4, verses 20 to 23. Proverbs 4, 20 to 23. This is one we quote here quite often. And it's an important one for us to see the connection between what we do in our lives, how we treat God's words, how we esteem God's ways, and the connection between that and health. Okay, so we're not here to water down the word. We're here to say to you, this is what it actually is. Okay? And notice what it says here, and we'll look starting from verse 20, and we'll go to verse 23. My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Okay, attention is required to God's words. You've got to incline your ear to God's sayings. We have an opportunity in our technological world, even though it's cluttered with all types of rubbish on the airwaves, rubbish visually all around us, we have a wonderful opportunity to get the Word of God into us using that technology. And by the way, God's going to use that technology right across this earth, because that's why it's there, not for the devil. It's for his people. It's for his kingdom. That's why it's there. So we have an opportunity to more than ever give place and attention to the Word of God, an inclination of our ears to God's sayings. You know, if you wanted to, you could have the Word of God continually running in your car and in your house and so on. Verse 21, let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. This is so important to get the Word of God into your heart. You shouldn't let a single day go by without looking into the Word of God, without getting it into your heart. Okay? Verse 22, wonderful key here. For they, it's talking about the words of God, are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. So once again we see, talking about the Word coming into the heart and giving place to the Word, giving attention to the Word, and then it talks about life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. So it talks about your outer man there. So can you see there's a direct connection? And it's got to be a believing connection. It's not just, oh yes, I've read the Bible, I've read a chapter today, and that's it. No. It's reading it in a believing faith way. In a way where you're mixing faith with it. You see a script, you say, oh, it says that God is the strength of my life. I believe that. I'm going to say that. God is the strength of my life. It's not just the psalmist's life. It's my life too. God is the strength of my life. Praise the Lord for that. So, verse 22, for they are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. Verse 23, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. What affects your life comes out of your heart. Now, what we see here is keep your heart, guard it, make sure that the wrong things are not getting in. Fear, terror, oppression, trouble, all that type of thing. You want it to be far from you. Let not your heart be troubled. Don't let these things get in, because they're going to sap you of what? Strength. Sap you of strength. But what does God want you to do? To have with your heart. He wants your soul to prosper. He wants to strengthen your heart. He is your strength and power. Okay, he is your strength and power. Have a look at Proverbs 12, verse 18. Proverbs 12, verse 18. Proverbs 12, verse 18. In Proverbs 12, 18, we see here, there is that speaketh like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. What's the beginning of wisdom? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So the tongue of the wise is health. As you grow in the wisdom of the Lord, remember I talked about if you're 30 years in the Lord, you should be growing in wisdom about this, particularly if you've been exposed to sermons related to healing and faith and prosperity and so on. It shouldn't be something that is far from you, or you're dark in your understanding about it. No. You should be able to understand what it's saying, and then what will come out of your heart, the tongue of the wise, because wisdom is in there, is health. Now that'll be health to yourself, it'll be health to other people as well. Health to other people as well. Okay? So it's important that you see that your tongue is connected to this as well. The tongue of the wise is health. Have a look at Proverbs 16, verses 23 and 24. Proverbs 16, verses 23 and 24. Now it says, the heart of the wise teacheth his mouth. That shouldn't be a revelation to you. You should by now have, it should be clicked into place, that knowledge. Yes, there is a connection between my heart and my mouth. There is a connection between my mouth and health. There's a connection between my heart and health in my outer man. So what do we see? The wise, well, looking at verse 23, it says here, the heart of the wise teacheth his mouth and addeth learning to his lips. Now notice what it says here. Okay, so you're wise in heart. It's going to teach your mouth what to say. It's going to add learning to your lips. And then it says in verse 24, pleasant words are as in honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. Sweet to the soul talks about soul prosperity, doesn't it? Sweet to the soul. So here we see pleasant words. Where are the pleasant words located? Well, they're not located amongst the profane, I'll tell you that now. They're not located in the pubs where their profanity is flying left, right and centre. Or in the radio, you even hear it now. It's located in the Word of God. It's located in hearing the Word preached and so on. What we see here is that there is a great connection. The heart, the mouth, pleasant words and a honeycomb, sweet to the soul, giving soul prosperity, and health to the bones. Bones are part of your physical man, your outer man. Health to your bones. God wants his people strong right into their old age. God wants his people strong. Look at chapter 17, verse 22. 17, verse 22. Once again, we see a connection between the heart and the physical or outer man. It says, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. Okay, so a merry heart. That's where the joy of the Lord is in there. The peace of God is in there. Doeth good like a medicine. Is a merry heart filled with fear? Is a merry heart filled with depression? Is a merry heart filled with unbelief? Is a merry heart filled with anxiety and worry and trouble? Not at all. So a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. It relates once again the state of the heart with the outer man. The outer man. You know, God is doing a work in us. He's doing a work in those that hear this. If you hear it with faith, if you believe it, if you take hold of it, if you say, yes, Lord, I see the connection. I see the connection. God is doing a work in our midst if we but believe it, if we receive it and understand that that's what he's wanting to do. He's wanting to strengthen his people. So God wants his people strong. He's not just talking about strong physically. He's talking about strong in our hearts, having soul prosperity, strong in the way we speak. We speak in confidence and strength, because we believe his word. Strong in our actions. Actions for him. Strong in our lives. Our lives are a reflection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our heart strong. And you know, you don't have to whip that up. All you have to do is to bow the knee to God and say, I believe and I will put attention to your words. I'll put attention to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I just want to finish off with one scripture. Deuteronomy 33, verse 25. Deuteronomy 33, verse 25. We could go a long time in this subject. We could continue going for another hour. But I think that you're starting to understand, if you haven't already, that God wants his people strong in their heart, in their body, in their lives. He wants his people strong. Deuteronomy 33, verse 25. Verse 25. And God has talked to Asher here. And said in verse 25, thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. So it's talking about, you know, your days increase in number, so shall your strength be as well. You know, you can be strengthened continually in your heart right till the end. Right? Until you go home to be with the Lord. But we have to be people that have the Lord as first place. And we say to the Lord, I thank you, Lord. This is your will. And I bow the knee to you. I humble myself before you. Let's close our eyes and bow our heads. Now the Lord is speaking to us tonight. Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you. We thank you for your wonderful blessing. We thank you for your word, Lord. The clarity of your word. We thank you, Lord, that you have shown us that the heart of the wise teaches our mouth. And Father, I ask that you move upon your people, upon all those that hear the word of this, that Lord, you move upon people's hearts, that there be a pricking in the heart, if necessary, where you're speaking to people. If there is that in your heart where you know that you have not done the right thing with respect to attention to God's words, not placed the right priority on God. God wants you to come to Him in repentance, ask for His forgiveness and get cleansing by the blood of Jesus. So just quietly now, let's bow our heads, no one looking around. If that's you, I want you to say to the Lord something like this. Heavenly Father, forgive me for not putting the right attention onto your words, for not giving you place. Forgive me for not allowing you place where I should. And for putting other things in the place of you. Lord, I repent of that because I want to go forward in you. And I ask that you strengthen my heart that I may be strong in all my life. Help me, Lord, in the name of Jesus.